Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated, 2 for Tuesday. Welcome, everyone. It is 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Welcome to Facebook Live. This originally was the More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. It has been converted to Golden Mastermind Seminars, 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Facebook Live. Welcome. Topic for today's Facebook Live, and I do have a great topic for you this afternoon, is empowering self and others. It's leading by example and then being the example to lead others. I will go ahead and let the Facebook Live populate, and we will have about a 25-minute Facebook Live. Julius, how are you this afternoon? Julius, honored to be your coach. Jesse Morin Thompson, welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. Jesse is in Oregon and Julius is in San Diego, California. Welcome to Facebook Live this afternoon. Topic for today's Facebook Live is empowering self and empowering others. Berenice, good to see you this afternoon. James Pryor, good to see you this afternoon. Welcome, everyone. Ryan Andra, how are you this evening? Good afternoon. Ryan, good to connect with you. I'm going to wait about 30 seconds and then move into the inspirational portion of this afternoon's Facebook Live. Cassiopeia, welcome to Facebook Live. Dean Bone, welcome to Facebook Live. Dean is a Missouri native and has attended my events in St. Louis, Missouri, and attended Breakthroughs to Success. I had the privilege of coaching Dean for a couple of years. Good to see you this afternoon, Dean. Kate Grace, welcome. Kate, reach out there and say hello to Dean Bone, B-O-N-E. Dean lives in Farmington, Missouri, which is close to St. Louis. Dean has attended many events of mine back in the day. Mike Green in Idaho, welcome to Facebook Live. Wendy Thompson, good afternoon. Carmen, how are you this afternoon? Good to see you, Carmen. Welcome. Brenda Jean Paradise, welcome this afternoon, Brenda. Let's move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. Candace, welcome. Jennifer Brady, Candace Purcell. All right, Kate, let's move into Facebook Live this afternoon. Topic for today's Facebook Live is this is 2 for Tuesday. Everyone say hello to my father-in-law, Franklin Gomez. Franklin is in Brazil. Franklin, welcome to Facebook Live. Superstar real estate professional Zach Bizanza. And Joe Frith, how are you, Joe? Say hello to your wife. Carmen, how is your dog, Diego? Welcome, everyone. All right, let's move into this Facebook Live this afternoon. Topic for Facebook Live is empowering self and others. This contradicts a lot of what we've been taught about putting myself first. So self first doesn't mean you're selfish. It means you address some of the situations that are hindering you, that are overwhelming you. You begin to put yourself first without feeling selfish, out feeling guilty, out feeling shame. And that's context. It doesn't mean that you're above others, but it means that you're able to take care of yourself. So if you're codependent, if you're overwhelmed, if you're an enabler, an over-obligator, and you've put everyone else first, it will feel contradictory at times to be able to put yourself somewhere in the equation and understand the putting yourself first. It means what it means. Don't try and spend so much time analyzing. It means if you're sick, you address yourself, you take care of yourself. Or if there's certain situations you do, you take care of what you require doing without feeling guilty over it. You can simplify it without overcomplicating it. And so that means empowering yourself. That will be from the books you read, the podcasts, the downloads, the mentoring, the coaching, the 12-step meetings, the events you attend, and then the wisdom that you attract from the universe. Consciously, you begin to attract your reality. People, situations, you begin to intuitively start to receive, you start to download content, then you put it into practical application, receive and then apply. You put that into application. And then now what happens to many people, Kimberly, good to see you. Lisa, good to see you. What happens to many people is they get so overwhelmed about the thought of, the possibility of, and then the the doubt that seeps in goes, well, I'm not sure if I deserve it. I'm not sure if I'm worthy. I'm not sure if I'm capable. Well, that doubt will keep you safe and disappointed. So that's why it's important that you address cause and effect, how events shape feelings. Now, if you're in any type of leadership role or you have clients and customers that you service, it's also important that you understand that as you empower yourself, you have the ability to empower others without overcomplicating that. Now, if you're in a place that says, well, I haven't, so I can't, I haven't succeeded, so I can't, I haven't done this, so I can't, I'm not a millionaire, so I can't teach money skills. So when you're in the I haven't, I can't, that becomes another place to be in doubt. As you begin to separate your feelings from the events that shape them, as you are in a let go process, as you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your feelings, you are letting go. That's what letting go is. So letting go is a reflex. It's a response that's like this. Being overwhelmed, being in anxiety, fear, and doubt is a reaction. It's like over on this side. It's anxiety, fear, and doubt, fight or flight. And this is what hinders so many people from being business owners and entrepreneurs. You've been conditioned to be an employee. You've been educated to be an employee. And some of you had good careers, but you want to let go and break out of that mold and step into free enterprise where you can create and aspire to be what the free market will bear. There are no limitations, only the limitations you put upon yourself. And if you're not good enough, if you're not capable, if you wonder, if you worry, then that's a diminishing return on the investment of time and energy. And so it means you don't have the energy to be successful because you spend so much time worrying. As you begin to let go, separate those feelings, as you have a better understanding, you start to develop clearly defined short-term goals, as you start to engage yourself in sobriety, recovery, consciousness, awareness, understanding, and knowing, as you start to heal the body, heal the self. See, that's what you really begin to heal yourself. I just recently coached someone who has an autoimmune disease. Well, that autoimmune disease is a direct reflection of how critical we tend to be. So these are mind-body connections that we hold on to. And as you hold on to the events that shape the feeling, the body goes into dis-ease. And then there's the inflammation left over from the inflamed family environment. So the inflamed family environment oftentimes is the alcoholism you grow up in. And if you're an adult child of an alcoholic or adult child of addicts, well, you grew up in acute unpredictability. Or if you were waiting for your father to pick you up on a Saturday and he didn't show up, well, this sets you up to be disappointed. This can create a whole life of people abandoning you until you really understand cause and effect and why you do what you do. Bryce Thompson, good to see you, Bryce. Thank you for following through last night. Your mother, Wendy, is on today's Facebook Live. So good to see you, Wendy. Yvonne, good to see you in beautiful San Diego. And it's good to see all of you here today who are learning how to empower self. Jesse, you are someone who I'm watching you start to step up in your recovery. It's like you step up and step forward. So stepping up is one component of it, but the next step is forward instead of standing back behind the glass, worrying and wondering. And Berenice, good to see you on today's Facebook Live. Berenice, I'm very proud of you stepping into real estate. Carol, how are you this afternoon? So good to see you. Stacy Culpepper, good to see you. My girl, Ashley Mazur. I want you to know Ashley is one of my all-time faves. I've known Ashley for many, many years. Ashley is an exceptional woman. As a matter of fact, I just coached Ashley. Ashley overcome very, very challenging circumstances. Everyone say hello to Ashley. Reach out to Ashley. Berenice, you would love Ashley. Ashley grew up in the projects of Chicago, overcame a lot of challenges, went on to become, to start her own. She's a professional wrestler and also owns Dog Rescue in Florida. She is the daughter of a beautiful child, Claire, and Ashley and I've been Ashley's coach for almost 10 years, so it's good to see you here this afternoon. So Pat, Yvonne says the past does not equal the future. Yvonne, my brother, fist five me. It's good to see you, man. I feel you, my brother. I love that. Yvonne, I feel you. Everyone give Yvonne a hand. Yvonne has gone through a lot of challenges, and he's really stepping up. He's becoming the man he's capable of. Myrna, good to see you on today's Facebook Live. I've known Myrna since 2007. She just hired me. I'm so inspired to be part of all of your life, and it gives me great pleasure to be here with you. And so empower self, So I have been blessed to be able to offer insight and wisdom to many of you, and then I've watched many of you receive what you receive from me, and then you go out and empower others. That is really the pay it forward method, and that's feeling, that's meaning, that's cause, and that's purpose. And the more you understand what you're capable of, and there are many of you on today's face, it's not greatness you seek, it's consciousness. When you take all these terms of greatness and success and start to understand that what you're really seeking to do is really to be and stay empowered, and that means you're in consciousness. Joy in Kansas City, good to see you this afternoon. Joy just recently hired me, my honor to be her coach. So the more you understand what you're capable of, as you begin to step out of codependence, where you're an addicted enabler over obligator, when you put everyone else before you, you put yourself last and you stuff your feelings, when you start to actually experience joy, bliss, and empowerment, then you transmute a different level of energy. It's very, very, that energy becomes enlightenment. That energy feels you. Now, I've had musicians that are clients of mine play at me. James Pryor is on today's Facebook Live. James Pryor played Layla for me a few times on the East Coast. And James has attended many of my events, and he brings his guitar because he knows that kind of energy is inspiring. That type of music empowers an audience. But that empowerment comes from the ability, and that's what it is, able to empower self. So I've had people say to me, well, when you got clean and sober, wasn't it boring? No, it was. Sobriety was never boring to me. Sobriety was gratitude. I had spent so much time in rock bottom that the pleasure was no longer worth the pain. So I felt grateful to be able to go to an AA meeting. I didn't miss the nightclubs and the discotheques. I had long since graduated from that type of association. Empowerment also requires associations. So if the associations that you've been surrounding yourself with are very dysfunctional, and you've used sex, drugs, alcohol, pharmaceutical medication, and especially food to repress your suppressed feelings, as you continue to hold on to not being good enough, not capable, then all that does is keep you in anxiety, fear, and doubt. It keeps you behind the glass, worrying about how you're going to control the success you don't even have. It just keeps you overwhelmed as you begin to let go. That's right, Bernice, the pleasure isn't worth the pain. You will let go of drama, chaos, addictions, and codependent people. You will let go of enabling others who don't give you back the gratification that you deserve or the recognition. Or you will let go of these codependent relationships you're in when the pleasure isn't worth the pain. An addict always wants a little more. Now, when I use the term addict, I'm not necessarily meaning drug addict and alcoholic. I'm referencing the emotions that we become addicted to. Those emotions on the scale of anxiety, fear, and doubt are anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, overwhelmed feelings, grief, apathy, and pride. We tend to bottom out in apathy. Apathy is the lowest level of transmutational anxiety. And when you're transmuting from apathy or grief, which grief is the end of the era, it's the death of the ego. When you hold on to grief and you hold on to apathy and sorrow, you're transmuting your energy from about 25 to 100 cycles per second. That's a very, very low vibration. Angst, James, is another emotion. Angst falls in the anger category. Angst is that edgy edge that I used to live on, that angst of, I used to grind my teeth and clench my jaw from that angst of not being good enough. And then trying, that would be the word, tomorrow is really yesterday, trying to prove to society and someone else I'm good enough, starve for recognition, and babies cry for it, men die for it, recognition, and starve for that approval that I couldn't give myself. And that's what empowerment is. When you can approve of self, when you can accept self, that's yourself. That is the self that oftentimes we've neglected. If you come from broken homes, with broken bones, from broken promises, and situations that never empowered you, how can you ever be empowered until you actually understand what it means? M means empower. Power, in context of what we're covering today, power is not physical. Power means self, and power, the power to stand alone. without any outside influence. So power does not recognize force. Force has to have a counterforce to thrive. Force requires conflict. Force is a black and white dichotomy of right, wrong, good, bad. And as you begin to step away from that situation, now you're in power. Bryce, how are you this afternoon? It was good to see your message last night. Brenda, story of my life. Brenda, you and I are in this process right now called recovery. I am honored to be your coach. I'm assisting you to facilitate. That's empowerment so you can be and stay empowered. And see, when you move away from victories, because victories are not consciousness. Victories are part of the win-loss dichotomy. All right, I know the Tampa Bay Buccaneers won the Super Bowl. That was a victory, but we're not professional athletes. We are souls having human experiences. We're playing for the love of the game called life. And when you love life, then that game that you have the opportunity to be in every single day is called sobriety. It's called recovery because you are letting go of the events that shape the feelings that keep you disempowered. Dis means not, M is. So I am empowered. And when you are empowered, that means you don't require any outside influence. You're giving yourself power. That's gratitude. And in that power, it means I'm capable. And you're capable of anything that you commit to and stay committed to within whatever reasonable odds are. And so every moment is complete. That is correct. Now, that is a great content, and that is Kate Grace. I highly endorse Kate's group. Kate started a Letting Go group, a David Hawkins Letting Go group, and I know she covers some of the content that I also deliver. Kate, go ahead and post your group. And anyone who's new on the call, feel free to join Kate. She's a great facilitator of letting go. So now here's one of the number one skills of empowerment that you can begin to practice daily. So Bryce says, I'm experienced a few breakthroughs since our call yesterday. That's good, Bryce. So a breakthrough is not breaking through. It's non-physical. It's not linear. It's a transcendence of space and time. It means you're here, but you're there. While here, you're there. So like you're in consciousness, that's there. While you're here, so there's a connection. That means source. So you're in alignment with, you're one with, rather than disconnected from. So disconnected leads to bad food, alcohol, Adderall, nicotine, sex, compulsive debting, spending, gambling, anorexia, bulimia, low self-esteem, and under-earning, underachieving, and being a chronic addict. As you begin to separate those feelings from the events that shape them so that you're not in low esteem and you're not dependent. When you're dependent on family, dependent on the government, dependent on others, dependent on an employer, you can't be independent. So that's what codependence is, dependency, as you're able to no longer create other situations. So you want to be dependable. You can depend on self. So that self is self, and that is self-empowerment. That is self-reliance. That is self-esteem without feeling selfish. When you're feeling selfish, it's usually because you're doubtful. You're about to accomplish something, but then you doubt, oh my God, what are other people going to think about me? Well, who are these other people? When I ask this question, no one knows who other people are. They're mythical people that sit in the banquet of life. They're in the stands and they're faceless, nameless. They're stories we invent to rob us of our brilliance, of our capability. And as you begin to let go and become empowered. Now, what empowered means is that you can focus and you can create results on command on your own. And you're able to be innovative and creative. So when it comes to lead generation or situations like this, you don't sit there in wonderment and try and figure it out. It means you use innovation and creativity. And you use innovation and creativity, and then you're intuit. You're able to intuitively know. And see that know? That's empowerment. And when you understand, that's empowerment. When you're conscious, when you're consciously aware of why you do what you do, and you can forgive yourself, and you can be grateful and be rigorously honest, that's empowerment. Because you're no longer in denial. Everyone say hello to Maureen. Maureen is a recovering cancer victor. Everyone say hello to Maureen. Maureen is an exceptional woman and a first-class woman I've had the opportunity and privilege to know for several years. Don Sullivan, so good to see you on today's Facebook Live. Many of the people on today's Facebook Live I've coached over the last 20-plus-year period, so it's so good to see all of you here today. So being empowered. Everyone say a prayer for Maureen. Maureen has had some challenging moments. Maureen, we're feeling you. Everyone give Maureen some love this afternoon. She definitely deserves it. And I'm honored that you would show up here this afternoon. Maureen, feel free to join Kate's group called Let Go. Wendy, thank you for empowering Maureen. And Dawn, I am crushing it. Thank you for asking. Carmen, thank you for Carmen, let me know how Diego is. Diego is Carmen's dog, 7 or 8 year old, is that correct? How's everyone feeling today? How do I feel? Feel felt, that's not what you think thought, it's how are you feeling? Maureen is saying hello to everyone with some gratitude. And Yvonne says, got you, Maureen, got you. Thank you, Carol, for giving Maureen that. And thank you. Diego is 9. Thank you. Maureen Myrna says lots of love. I mean, Maureen has really run the table on cancer. She's in it. She's in it to win it. She's not going to give up. Thank you for being here this afternoon, Maureen. Maureen deserves this insight from everyone. She's saying thank you, thank you, thank you. James, you are aware. Thank you for being here today, James. Someday, James, I cannot wait to have you play Layla for me again. I'll never forget that. That is so awesome. Brenda says I'm on fire today. That is correct. FIREBRING, bring it. So Myrna says she feels inspired for the future. So let's look at letting go, just so practice this. So the affirmation for today and tomorrow and every day is letting go. So letting go, and as I said, join Kate's group because Kate is a great facilitator of letting go. Letting go is a skill, and the skill of letting go is the longer breath cycle. You actually take the time to breathe. So you abdominally breathe rather than short cycle breathe. You're not up here. And anyone who's a singer, if you can't access your abdomen, then you're not really connecting with source. James, I watched Stevie Nicks last night with Bob Welch I watched one of her songs from 1981. If you get a chance, Google it. It was Stardust Woman. I mean, it was a great song. It was really, really good. Seth William Nowak, good to see you this afternoon. Mike Green, good to see you this afternoon. So the more you're able to access your abdomen, you're breathing through your abdomen, the more you move into awareness, understand, rigorous honesty, gratitude, and then you're able to create on command, where you're able to produce without thinking. And the more you're able to produce without thinking, the more you're able to trust without thinking, the more that you empower yourself and you let go of doubt. Doubt's the space between fear and faith that's very safe to stay overwhelmed. And that's what many people do, is they use doubt as a mechanism not to succeed or fail. Because it's very safe to be in doubt because you're in and you're out in the same breath. So it's like saying, but I'm really excited, but I'm not sure. So anytime but is used in a sentence, it actually negates everything that was said prior. So this is why your communication style, you learn to speak into existence reality you're in process of manifesting. You're able to clean up your kindas, sortas, and maybes. That's correct. Yvonne said the future is now. Linda Davis in Modesto, California. Good to see you this afternoon. So being and staying in power. So that, once again, power is consciousness. It's synonymous with that word. Consciousness means I'm here and I'm now. It's I'm aware. It means that you're able to access extrasensory perception, intuition. You're able to connect with source. You're in the morphogenic field, in the quantum field. Synchronicity happens more frequently. You're able to access the Akashic records, the record of every event that ever happened, so that you know, and you don't have to explain what you know it. And when you know, you'll attract more frequently other people who know, and they know that you know, and then they don't question what you know. Now, the people who don't know often question what you do know because they don't know. And when you know, you'll attract other people who know what you know. So if you're in a movement, or if you're in a certain political party, or you're inspired about some situation, or you're part of a movement, in the know, you'll attract more people in that know. So when you're health conscious, when you're holistic, when you're cause driven, when you come from meaning and purpose, and you want out of that that stand in the line at the pharmacy world, you'll attract a lot more people like that. You'll see that there's a lot more people that are like that. When you become a serious detoxer, a cleanser, as you begin to understand fasting, all of a sudden you'll find more people that are like you. But your self-talk has to foster that. If you go, wow, there's nobody like me out there. I mean, I'm in the land of one. And when you exclude yourself, that's what you do. As you begin to include yourself, insert yourself, that's empowerment. And in that empowerment, then you can empower others by leading by example. And leadership is influence. And the more you understand how to influence or be of influence and be an influencer and an empowerer, you'll attract quality people in a higher law of frequency. There's always going to be the status quo, but in the law of the few, there's a lot of people in the law of the few. As you start a movement, as you begin to move, as you start a movement, as you become empowered, that charisma begins to rub off on people. And so it creates a field of energy. It's not a force field. It's a field of enlightenment that other people begin to feel. And that charisma becomes attractor factor energy. Then you begin to magnetize rather than polarize. So in that magnetization, you begin to attract your reality. Like if you're building an insurance business, all of a sudden you start to attract a couple of producers. As you're building a real estate team, all of a sudden one or two people of like mind show up. When you really understand and are committed to your industry of real estate, all of a sudden the qualified buyers call you. When you're building a direct sales team, all of a sudden two or three people emerge that you've been waiting and looking for because you actually have begun to let go. So what you let go of, you'll attract more like-minded let-go seekers. And when you begin to say, I'm always letting go, it begins to magnetize people because it becomes hypnotic persuasion. Because very few people understand let go. And when you are one of the few that let go, now you can teach it. That's empowerment. And as you begin to practice that energy more frequently, then you are no longer the mind-body connection, the events that shape the feelings. The pleasure isn't worth the pain of being an addict any longer, and you live and stay in empowerment. If you are relatively new to my Facebook Lives or new to my Facebook Lives, I host Facebook Lives 7 times a week, twice on Tuesday. I will be back here tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific, 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Charles Howell, good to see you. Seth, good to see you this afternoon. Thank you, Seth, for the compliment. I do appreciate it. Michelle Marie, I'm not sure your name, but Michelle Zuzel. How are you, Michelle? Thank you for being on today's Facebook Live. I appreciate you. Myrna, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up here this afternoon. Let three people go recently, easily, and effortlessly. Thank you, James, for sharing. Mike Green, as always, thank you for following me. If you've not accessed a free 20-minute coaching call from me, feel free to reach out in Messenger. Request a 20-minute call from me if you've not accessed one before, and I will be honored to offer you that 20-minute free coaching call. Debbie Ricks Fuller, good to see you this afternoon. Have a great afternoon, everyone. Back to production. Have a great day.